Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tear your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them in. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, September the 18th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I've got a very important message for you today as we lay out the foundation for the upcoming show that starts on Monday. We're going to start it a little sooner, but decided to push it back a little bit after coming off of vacation and being re-energized, if you will, or amplified. We want to talk about the era of the tone. I live in a city called San Antonio. So we want to talk about the new era of the tone. There is a spiritual tone that is an old tone that must become the new tone. So we want to talk about today your individual tone, your individual frequency, your individual wave. This is your spiritual fingerprint. Now, during my vacation, me and my wife and my family, we all had to have our own individual identification in order to travel outside of the United States. So you have to have a passport or a birth certificate. Now, in the coming days or the coming years, I would highly recommend if you are anything other than a part of the dominant culture or Caucasian, I would recommend you get your own papers or passport to identify you as a United States citizen. Now, this is the physical. What's happening in the physical is the result of what is happening in the spiritual. At the last sound, at the last trump, the dead in Christ will arise. Donald Trump represents the era of the new tone, the new frequency, the new wave, the new vibration. This is the new eon. This is the new age. We're leaving the age of the Pisces or the fish, and we're going into the age of Aquarius, or again, the water bearer, if you will. And it is this new trino, this new era, this the sun is releasing a new frequency, a new wave, or a new vibration. Now, this can be established biologically simply by listening to the shows that I've been doing or paying attention to the CMEs and Project CERN and everything that the scientific community is discussing right now, because they're talking about the new energy that is being released. September the 23rd for some people is a major day or a major event. So what Donald Trump, and again, you will be able to see, because I've said it here first and I've been saying it, I said it about 2 years ago before Donald Trump was even elected president. It's here on Blog Talk. And I talked about that Donald Trump would be president before he became president. Now, all of the cartoons, as I talked about on yesterday's show, which I watched, and I encourage everybody who want to understand what I'm going to be discussing for the rest of this year, and especially for all of my pay-per-view clients and for people who want to get ahead of the game, just watch the cartoon Kung Fu Panda 2. I watched it at least, man, 5 to 10 times while on vacation because it was on repeat. Then I also watched, which I recommend you watching as well, Guardian of the Galaxies Part 2, because in both of these movies, it's explaining to you, because remember, the devil must, or the powers that be, they must reveal to you what they are going to do before they do it, in order for you spiritual people to prepare. So remember, God always sends his people, or he tells his people in advance before any change or any adjustment, and he always sends this warning or this information through the prophets. And he always confirms his word with two or three witnesses. So I was able to watch three movies repeatedly, Pirates of Caribbean, number 4, 5, 6, whatever the latest one is. I recommend it. It tells you everything that's getting ready to happen. Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2, it tells you everything that's getting ready to happen, that's happening to you. Kung Fu Panda Part 2, it tells you everything that's getting ready to happen and everything that is happening to you. Those three movies is establishing a new frequency, a new wave, a new vibration. It is out with the old. 11-11 is when it actually started of 11. So 11-11 of 2011 is when the old frequency started to go out. The new frequency started to come in. So December the 2012, remember, the Mayan calendar ended. Everybody was talking about the world was coming to an end, just like they did in 1999. We went into year 2000. Everybody said that the world was going to end back then. Now, September the 23rd, I've seen people talking about the world is going to end then. But because what people don't understand, what's ending is different subatomic particles are being replaced. And so the Bible talks about aeons and ages. At the end of the age or the end of the eon. So this eon is over. What eon? Pisces. What we call total authority, meaning you need a guru. The age of the guru, the masters, the age of Yahushua, if you will, the age of needing a middleman. The Bible says that there is no more a mediator between God and man except the Son, the S-U-N and the S-O-N, Christ Jesus. Emphasis on the word Christ Jesus, because the word Christ is mentioned before the word Jesus. So anytime the title is mentioned before the name, that puts emphasis on the position and not the person. Anytime the name is mentioned before the title, that puts emphasis on the person before the name. Anytime the place is mentioned before the sometimes in the scriptures it says the kingdom of God. That means that emphasis is on the place and not the person. It is your job to understand, because everything that has happened and everything that is going to happen is revealed to you. If you have discernment, if you have spiritual understanding, if you can understand what I'm going to teach you in the next series, which is how to live and see and operate naturally in the spiritual realm. That series starts on Monday, September the 25th. Please sign up today, soon as possible. Cost $49 for early registration. Why? You need to understand you. Right now, you have a greater understanding of you than most people, but you need to have a total understanding of the new era of the tone. Brother Will, what does that mean? That means you have a natural vibratory state. Brother Will, what does that mean? That means you have a spiritual fingerprint. Brother Will, what does that mean? That means you got a spiritual ID. So when I left the country, I had to present to the customs agent. They are the gatekeepers. You must present. If you want to go into the sheepfold, there is a shepherd. He stands at the gate. His sheep hears his voice, and they follow him. So if you're not his sheep and you don't hear his voice, his frequency, his wave, his vibration, you cannot enter into the sheepfold. You must go into the sheepfold another way. You must try to enter into the sheepfold through the back door that it talks about in John chapter 10, verse 10. So I don't want you to have to go in and try to sneak in to the new era of the tone. I want you to be able to walk through the front gate and present your papers, your tone, your frequency, or your vibration to the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper is Jesus Christ, Yahushua. It is Christ Jesus. Now, the New Living Translations of Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 says this. Brothers and sisters, man, my whole life has been changed because I experienced something, man. You guys wouldn't even, I may share the video, man. I did something that I never did before. My wife conned me into participating in this hairy chest contest on board this cruise that we was on, in front of like almost 5,000 people. You got to see the video, man. It's crazy. Because the old tone, see, I had totally forgot how to have fun. That's your natural vibratory state. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that's manifesting itself through a body. You're not your body. You're not your soul. You are your spirit. The spirit is eternal. Now, the spirit is the ruling disposition. So I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you the ingredients of the spirit realm that's inside of the movie Kung Fu Panda. Now, when you watch the cartoon Kung Fu Panda 2, pay close attention to the jade, the emerald green beings that are controlled by some entity that is in the spirit realm. Now, after you watch Kung Fu Panda 2, watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Pay attention to the father who needs the son in order to, again, control. Notice there is a celestial being who has sex with a terrestrial being, and they produce a demiurge, a demigod, who is a celestial / terrestrial. Yahushua says the two seeds that are far off are coming together for one new man. That's you, brother. That's you, sister. Contrary to popular belief, you are a celestial being that has terrestrial rights. So you can oscillate and you can vibrate in the celestial realm and the terrestrial realm. You are a new man. What you are, brothers and sisters, you can't even, I wish I had the linguistical aptitude to be able to express, expose, and expand to you how great you are. You have no clue. So if you watch the movie Guardians of the Galaxy 2, they're going to show you. I'm going to reveal it, explain it, illuminate it, and simplify it to you in the next series and the series after that and for the rest of the year. Everybody that's a part of, again, the life management, which used to be the life optimization, which used to be the Clarinomics. Now, the reason that the names keeps changing for the same program is it shows the evolution. Some people don't like change. A lot of people hate change. A lot of people confuse change, again, with confusion. Change is the result of growth. So when you outgrow the old, you don't throw it away. I don't throw away what I learned in elementary school. I build upon it when I go to middle school. And then I don't throw away. I didn't throw away what I learned in elementary school. What I learned in middle school, when I went to high school, I built upon it. Then I left high school and I went to college. But I did not throw away what I learned in elementary school, what I learned in middle school, what I learned in high school. Then I got to college. I didn't throw it away. I kept growing. I kept changing. But there are some people who are in elementary school. They don't want to go to middle school. That is okay. Let them stay in elementary school. Love them. Hang out with them. But you can't stay with them. Otherwise, you become dumbed down, if you want to use that term, or you become like them. How do you know what school you're in? There are seven layers. There's seven heavens. How do you know which one you are in? Just look around. You vibrate or you draw into your life people that are like you. I was telling a client earlier today that I'm just passing through. What does that mean? That means in certain people's lives, they pop in and they pop out because we're not on the same frequency. They don't understand why they can't attach themselves to my teachings. Because if you notice, my teachings evolve because I'm evolving. My message is the same, which is the truth, not a layer or a version of it. I am returning to my original tone. This is the new era of the tone. So how do you establish your individual tone, your individual frequency, your individual wave, your individual vibration? Well, you return back to source. You return back to the original. What is the original? What is your natural vibratory state? Well, look at your father. Excuse me. God is love. This is important because God did not create love. So what is God's natural vibratory rate? What is God's natural vibratory state? Now, you are a little G, as you will see when you watch Kung Fu Panda 2, when you watch Pirates of the Caribbean number 4 or 5, whatever, the last one that they just made, when you watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2, when you sign up for the program that I'm getting ready to start on Monday, September the 25th, and I'm going to teach you exactly how to walk in the spirit realm. Because if you walk in the spirit, you cannot and you will not fulfill. Fulfill. The word fulfill means bring to fruit, bring to fruition. It ain't going to say, it didn't say that you won't plant it. It didn't say that you won't water it. But you will not produce fruit and pick it because the universe is not going to allow you to do it. You're going to try it, but the universe is going to shut you down. And the universe will turn things around. And the universe will push you, and it will take what the enemy meant for evil. It will take what you meant for evil, and it will make those things right things to establish your identity. So that way you can oscillate or vibrate according to Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. So Colossians 3, 9 and 10 in the New Living Translation says this: don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old evil nature and all of its wicked deeds. In its place, you have put on, or you have clothed yourself with a brand new nature that is continually being renewed as you learn more and more about Christ, who created this new nature within you. Heavenly Father, in the name that is encompassed in the entire word, touch the hearts and the minds of your people. Let me say Colossians 3:9 again. And I pray to God that is above the God that you know, that you wrap your brain around what I just said. Don't lie to each other. Let's stop lying to each other, man. I'm going to stop lying to you. I'm going to stop lying to myself. Because I don't need to improve. Neither do you. You don't need no new program. You don't need another book. You don't need another freaking guru. You are the guru. Dare to be you. Be original or die a copy. Your fingerprint, your spiritual identification, this is your spiritual passport to get you into through the gatekeeper that's standing at the gate. And the gatekeeper is only allowing people who follow his voice. A voice is a spoken or an expressed frequency, wave, or vibration. So if you're not on the same frequency and the same wave and the same vibration as the person of Jesus the Christ, then you cannot enter into the kingdom. Now, Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren. What Jesus did had not been done before. He combined the two seeds that are afar off. Now, if you can find any man, woman, child, deity that has combined flesh and spirit, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Jesus is after the new order of the melanated chi of the Zedek. You call him or her Melchizedek. Now, to the average Joe, that means nothing. To me, I can hardly say the name and remain seated. Now, when you watch the movie, and when we get to the series after this one, and I talk about replacing the ether, right now you are living in luminescence or luciferian ether. Go to Google, type in luminescence ether, hit click on images. You'll see the picture of the earth, and around the earth, you're going to see five layers of the atmosphere. After that, you're going to see the sixth and the seventh layer, which is luminescence ether. Luminescence is another word for Lucifer, which is another word for the light bringer or the light bearer. He covers the light, but he's not the light. So you have embraced the false light. The Bible says there is none righteous standing in the right place. No, not one. Christ came to show you how to stand in the right place. His job is to get you to under, over, and understand that you are something that did not exist until the Father decided to create it. And that is, you are what's inside of galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. You are a celestial being that's inside or has dominion or has the opportunity to express, expose, and expand himself inside of a terrestrial suit. And so you can go in and out of the terrestrial realm at leisure, and you can go in and out of the celestial realm at leisure, as it talks about in the book of Job, when God asks, hey, Lucifer, where you coming from, homie? And he says, from going up and down in the earth and roaming to and fro in it. Because Lucifer, again, was transformed. He was the jinn that was transformed into this hideous being, if you want to use that term, which actually means beautiful creature, light. False light, but still light. He's a cold light. That's why it's called, again, cold fusion. So Yahushua is new fusion. We call it new clay or nucleus. So inside of every cell in your body is Christ. He is the nucleus inside of every cell. Don't believe me? Go to the dictionary. Go to Google, type in blood cell or cells, click on images, and inside of every cell in your body, there's something called a nucleus. Don't believe me? Look it up. The nucleus means new clay. You got it inside. You got the offspark inside of every cell in your freaking body. And that cell is waiting to be turned on. Right now, it's turned off. And so at the last sound, at the last frequency, that cell, that nucleus, that nuclei, click, it turns on. And you vibrate, you oscillate, you transfigure yourself the same way Yahushua did on the Mount of Olives. So I need to express, expose, and expand to you what the movie Kung Fu Panda, because that's what he did. And now, again, they don't put everything in there, but they put enough so people like me can explain it and reveal it to everybody else. So that's my job, because my name means Bethesiah, which means builder of the temples that houses the Shekinah glory or the chi. Remember that word chi, because it's going to be talked about in all of the movies that I've just talked about. Everybody wants to control your chi. So I'm a master chi controller. My wife will testify to that. And anybody else who knows me, they will testify, yeah, that fool, can he controls people's vibes. Now, that's I've been using it negatively. But what if instead of shutting people's vibes off, what if I could turn people's vibes on? Now, my wife, my kids, my brothers, my sisters, my aunts and uncles, everybody knows me. They know me that fool, yep, he's a chi controller. I control energy in other people. Now, I learned it when I was 8, probably younger than that. I was born with the gift to walk in a room and shut it down with my vibe, just with my tone. I don't say nothing. I don't do nothing. I just show up. I can sit down at the table, which I did on the ship, and turn off everybody's vibe, totally change the atmosphere in the freaking entire room. Now, my wife conned me, tricked me into entering into this hairy chest contest in front of almost 5,000 people on board the cruise ship that we was on. Now, it was great. It was a blast. But that shows you I had 5,000 people, and I got the video. Well, my wife got the video, which, again, I ain't sharing it with nobody. But it was fun. I had never did that before. Well, let me rephrase that. I had never did that in a long time. Now, when I play football, I used to do the same thing. I could get a whole stadium to start cheering by what I did on the football field. It's the same thing. Some people can walk into a room and with their energy, their vibe, their body, they can make people very excited. For example, singers or dancers, we call them entertainers. Why are they called stars? Do you know the word movie is the code for the word move me? Let me say that again. Every time you go and watch, that's why I want you to watch the Move Me called Kung Fu Panda 2. And I want you to watch the Move Me called Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And I want you to watch the Move Me called Pirates of the Caribbean 4 or 5, whichever one it is. I forgot the latest one that just came out. Why? Because I want that sound, frequency, wave of vibration to move you. That's why it's called a move E, which is code for move me. Now, what if you watch the wrong Move Me? What if you go watch a scary Move Me? A Move Me downloads the images. That's why it's called Phantasmagoria. Walt Disney developed something called Phantasmagoria. Now, Goria is for the gargoyles, or what is called the Gori or the Gramori, which is the Gregorians. Now, we use the Gregorian calendar, We use the Gregorian clock or time system, and you are being controlled by the Gregorian images or sound. The Gregorian. I may not be pronouncing it correctly. However, the only thing that you need to understand is a movie. Yeah, it's not a movie. So what is it, Brother Will? It's a tone adjuster. So I want to get a group of people to move in this direction. Why y'all think Donald Trump is in office? Has he changed the tone of the United States of America? Now, if your brain is clicking, like I'm sure it is, otherwise you wouldn't be on this show, you will testify to the fact that Donald Trump has changed the entire political landscape. I've never seen a president use Twitter to get his messages out. Are you Twitter? This dude tweets. Like, what is he, a rapper? This dude is the president of the free world, basically. He's the president of the United States, and he's communicating with through Twitter because he understands how to change and direct and manipulate key. Watch the movie. Sign up for the series. Cost is $49. Now, if you missed the first 5 series, God bless you. But if you miss this series, you won't be ready for what's coming down the pipe. You won't understand why you need a passport. But 2 or 3, 5 years from now, whenever, I don't know, I'm not no prophet. I ain't going to put no time on it. Personally, I don't really care if it happens or not. I ain't going to put no more money in my pocket. I ain't going to take no money out of my pocket. It's not going to affect me at all. But I'm telling you, as God's representative, especially if you're an African-American, what's happening to the Hispanic people right now? Guess who's next? Can you prove you're a United States citizen, black man, black woman? Having a birth certificate, yeah, that's pretty good. But you might want to get a passport to show that you're a United States citizen. Otherwise, you are an undocumented alien. What are they doing? What are they starting? So my job is to help you. Now, again, the next series is to teach you how to do what I do. So everybody who wants a quote-unquote certification that's a part of, especially if you've already paid at the end of this year or at the end of this program, which should be, again, around the end of this year, I will be emailing or mailing out a USB for all of the members that are part of the Life Optimization class, which was, again, change to the life management class. So everybody will get what we talked about at the beginning, which is all of my books, 50 plus books, 365 1-hour lessons, one lesson per day. Again, everybody already has the Dear Kinnear report, the 300-page Dear Kinnear report. And everybody who wants to, I send it out every Monday or Tuesday, the 1-on-1 consultations, which we've been doing all year. So you're going to get that on a USB so that way you can use, along with a certification. Now, this certification is going to be uniquely designed for you. So you will become, again, the governing body I established many, many years ago. And according to the Department of Education, it must be boarded. The people on this board are this 5-member governing body. They all have traditional degrees from a degree granting institution, and it must be maintained for X amount of years for it to be recognized as an accredited agency by the Department of Education. Thankfully, 3 of the members on this board are my own family, which is the reason why I encouraged my daughters to go to school, traditional, and get their degrees from a accredited traditional college that is recognized by the Department of Education. Why is that, Brother Will? Again, spiritual discernment, the ability to see 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now? What is happening? What's going on in the spirit realm? What is the tone? What is the frequency? What is the wave or what is the vibration that is coming down the pipe? Well, everybody that don't have certain certifications, certain papers, are not going to be allowed access into certain doors, into certain establishments. So you want to set aside, make sure you have those papers before they are required, so you can be grandfathered in. That's what I'm doing. That's what I recommend you do. My goal is to make sure that you are a single standing column of waveform energy. That means that you will oscillate and vibrate like the Father. So for some reason or another, the laws that apply to everybody else, they don't apply to you. People and events are going to happen that happened to me all my life, like this thing called grace and mercy. People cannot explain why am I still married. People cannot explain why I got a brand new car in my driveway. People cannot explain. I can explain why I live in this big, beautiful house in San Antonio. I can't explain why I live like I got a salary of half a mil, and I got a quarter of that, if that. People cannot explain. I mean, I can't. While I was on the floor doing dance moves, there was another dude there that was from Chicago. This dude was 74. Me and my wife couldn't believe it. You got to see it. It was crazy. We met him. We sat down and we talked to him. One thing I forgot to ask him was his diet. This dude was from Chicago, 74 years old, looked younger than me. And then when I told people how old I was, and I'm out there, and I did a double split move. Jay Money, you should have saw it, brother. It was off the chain. I'm about to send you the video, man. It was crazy. And so people ask me, dude, you don't look your age. People cannot explain. So doors are going to open to you because the universe is overriding a lower law that says, let him or her in. The gatekeeper's brains, they won't even know why. You can go back and you can ask somebody afterwards, and they're going to tell you, man, I don't even know why I gave you that discount. But I just like you, man. I don't know what it is. But you know what it is. It's favor. Favor ain't fair. God's grace, God's mercy, God's favor comes without recompense, meaning he's not an Indian giver, meaning that when God gives you a gift, your gift makes room for you, and it takes you before kings. If you don't believe me, look at the story of Joseph, because he went from the pit to the palace. He went from the prison. He went from the outhouse to the in-house. How? Now, that was some turbulent times in Joseph's life. His own brothers sold him into slavery. Then he was in Potiphar's prison in Egypt. And while there, he was promoted to the head steward while in prison. Then the king's wife, Potiphar's wife, came on to him. He ran. She went back and lied on to him, lied and said that he came on to her. Y'all remember the story of Joseph? Joseph and the coat of many colors? Do you know that story, Joseph, represents God's elect? Because why? He was favored of his father. His coat of many colors is not a physical coat. His coat of many colors, notice the colors in Joseph's coat. It is the seven colors of the rainbow, the seven layers, the seven heavens, the seven messages that I'm giving to you right now represents the coat or the cloak. And I'm giving you all seven. After I finish all seven of these series, this will be my new and only course that I will be offering to everybody that's a part of the life management. Because the first course, the first level that we did, if you remember when we first started all of these series, we're on series number 6 of the 7. They represent Joseph's coat of many colors, which are the colors that's inside of the rainbow, which is God's promise to humanity that I will never destroy the earth by water again. This is the new frequency. This is the new era. This is the new tone. You're Joseph. You're going from the pit to the palace. And you need to understand, because when you're in the pit, you need to act like you're in the palace. You cannot, as I'm still a phrase from T.D. Jakes, you cannot wear pit clothes to the palace. While in the pit, you must maintain the mindset like you're in the palace. Because if you're in the pit, you'll understand that you're going to the palace. You're going to give up, you're going to quit, and you're going to commit spiritual suicide in the pit. You're going to die in the pit when you're destined for the palace. But if you don't know, if you don't understand, brother, if you don't understand, sister, when you're in your dark place, when nobody's around, see, when everybody who's telling me to give up on this or give up on that, or, hey, brother, you might as well quit, dog. It's not going to happen for you, man. Yo, this is over. That's over. Too much damage has been done. You know how many times they told me that? When I played football, they say, yo, dog, you're too short, homie. You're too little. You're too this. You ain't fast enough. You ain't this. And I just, while everybody was talking, I just went out and played lights out. I tried to put Negroes to sleep when I played football, man. Because everybody said it can't be done. So when I went down to the car dealership to get the house, I mean, to get my new car, and they laughed at my credit, and they said, yo, homie, you can't get no new car today. But there's always a ram in the bush. I remember getting ready to walk off the lot, and the dude say, man, I'm the new guy, and I need to make a sale. Because if I don't make a sale, they're going to let me go. Do you want to buy a car? I say, dude, if you want to sell a car, I want to buy a car. God always has a ram in the bush. You remember the story of Isaac, Jacob, when he's giving his sacrifice his own son? That story is an esoteric. It is a metaphysical. It has an inside and an outside meaning. You, my brothers, and you, my sisters, you are a tone. You are a frequency. You are a wave. There is nobody else on the earth before. There is nobody else that will be on the earth after you. So therefore, if you don't be you, there will be a void in the universe. So the Father is not leaving it up to you. Contrary to popular belief, the Father is in control. You are perfectly flawed for purpose. You are purposely flawed. You're flawed on purpose to fulfill your purpose. Let me expand to you what the scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Your identity is so valuable that the enemy will and has been fighting you, and will continue. See, the enemy fights our identity because with an understanding of our identity comes an understanding of our rights and our privileges as children of God. As you will see inside of the movie Galaxy of the Guardians, his celestial father comes to him and tells him, dude, do that. You've been living like a terrestrial being. You are a celestial being. Let me show you what you can do. And he starts learning his true potential as a celestial being. You haven't even begun to over and understand who you are. Your identity has been kept from you. So you're walking around thinking that you're human. I've been saying this business for 25 freaking years. You ain't no freaking human. It ain't even in the Bible. That is why they watered down the Bible. That's why they want you to reject Christ. That's why you got all these people. The Bible says even the elect in the last days, even the elect will fall away. If he don't cut the day short, there's going to be enough evidence to get everybody to reject Jesus Christ and him crucified. Because they don't understand what they're rejecting. Jesus Christ represents something that doesn't exist. The new man. He's the only one. He's the firstborn of many. Who are the other many? So your question is, the thing that you must understand is the identity of Christ. Now, nobody teaches that. I've never heard a true teaching like I've done on the twin flames. I've never heard nobody break down the difference between Christos and Christos. Never. I know somebody's out there doing it. I know I'm not the Lone Ranger. I just haven't heard it yet. you probably have not even heard the series that I did. So you have no clue what Christos and Christos means. You don't know why Constantine changed it. Because Constantine ain't stupid. And so it's important, my brothers, because your identity, your power comes from your position. So if you are the descendant of who's got, you know, royalty, who's big? Let's say you're a descendant of the Kennedys. You're part of the Kennedy clan, but you don't know it. What if you are a descendant of the Rothschilds? They run the banking system worldwide. And for some strange reason, you don't know it. In Game of Thrones, one of the characters in Game of Thrones didn't really know he was part of royalty. So therefore, he did not know he had the rights and the privileges that come with being royalty. So you don't know, brothers. You don't know. You think you're a peasant. You don't know. You've been in the pit so long, you think you're a pit. You've been hanging out with chickens so long, you think you're a chicken. So I'm here to bring news to you that everybody on earth, the earth is a chicken farm. So everybody on earth thinks they're chicken. Because everybody on earth don't know that they're actually eagles. Because as I talked about on yesterday's show, stop trying to change chickens into eagles. Because a chicken doesn't exist. We're all eagles who have on chicken suits. You are a celestial being that got on a dirt suit. But don't take your suit off. Don't worry about the suit. Change the environment that the suit and you are in. That's what Yahushua did. He's changing the atmosphere. He's changing the air. The prince of the air. Right now, he's the Kyrios. That means Lord. That means manager. Temporary. He was given 7 eons. We're coming to the end of his 7 sevens, which is the year of Jubilee, or what the Jews call, or the Jewish community call, the Smita. The Smita is the 50th year, 7 sevens. Another study for another time. The only thing that you need to know is, hey, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of my Father. And I don't know my last name. I don't know my spiritual heritage. I don't know that I'm royalty. So I need to establish my royalty, my tone, my frequency of wave. How do I do that? I return back to my original, my natural vibratory state. What is my natural vibratory state? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So the law comes to me and says, your credit sucks, homie. You cannot buy this. Well, I operate on a higher law that usurps lower law. So all I got to do is show up and look for the door that's going to open. There is always a ram in the bush. But if you're walking with your head down and you've been convinced that you are a peasant, you're going to miss the door when it opens because you got the wrong tone, the wrong frequency, the wrong wave, the wrong vibration. What do you mean, Brother Will? Let me tell you the importance of your spiritual identity. You will never rise above your own understanding of who you are. Let me say that again. It's not my understanding. I don't give a flying banana what I believe and what I know. It doesn't benefit you one iota. You can't get to heaven, the new wave, frequency, vibration, off the curtails of your mother and your father. It would be great if you could, however. Some people teach that, and you know, hey, I ain't gonna go down that road. Another study for another time. But if you want your dog to hunt, your dog will not hunt unless you got your new spiritual identification. See, I identify myself completely in him. Because the scripture says, I have been crucified with him. It is no longer I, ego, that live. My ego no longer is the central point of my life. Now, I live my life. My ego, my will, my dreams, my motives, my destiny, my personal agenda doesn't matter anymore. It is no longer important that I appear righteous. It's no longer important that I be the man. It is no longer important that I do this or that. See, before I was interested, I am no longer driven. I'm being led. Because the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's Colossians chapter 2, verse 20. So my identification is in him. My identification is not in my job. Now, I get a lot of worth and value from what I do. But that is overridden by who I be in Christ. So I need to understand who I am, not what I do. So if you put emphasis on what you do instead of emphasis on who you be, you are in deep kimchi. You're going to go down the same road that I just came off of, and you're going to focus so much on being seen and being heard, you're going to disrespect your wife, you're going to disrespect your children, you're going to disrespect the people that you claim you love, Brother Will. You will continue to do that as long as you get your identity from what you do instead of getting your identity from who God says you should be. Now, I need you to understand what that means. So in the King James, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. King James, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, brothers and sisters, it's important that you understand that scripture. If anyone is in Christ, now Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one with that office, furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill the requirements of the office. So what do you got to do? Nothing. You got to maintain your mental disposition. What is my mental disposition? My mental disposition is I am a son. You are maybe a son or a daughter of the Most High, the Father of Light, Christ. If you can maintain that mental disposition, that is your natural vibratory rate. That will automatically draw everything that you need for life and godliness into your life. Remember, we bring about what we think about. Now, let me read it for you again, so that way you understand. We are all confused about who we are. We don't really remember, we don't know our true spiritual family. We don't know our church family. So everybody, the Bible says that all of creation is groaning, and it is groaning because it is waiting for the sons and the daughters of men to understand their identity. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have an identity problem. You think that you are what you do. You, like me, don't understand that you are who you be. And you are being the wrong person. Because the word person is not in the Bible. Now, a person, as I've said before, again, look it up in Black's Law Book. I have all of this inside of my book, I Am Too Human. The word person, the word individual, these are all Luciferian words that was added later. They don't exist in no language, nowhere, instead of after 1611. I, the word person, the word individual, the word human, all of these are new words that was added by Lucifer to keep you trapped inside of a vibrational prison, which means a frequency, a wave of vibration. So you are in a vibrational prison. My job is to get you out of that prison. That's why when we get into the next series, I'm going to teach you how to not use language. So the first five layers, I've been teaching you how to use language, how to become what I call an etymologist. In the next layer, you can't use language. As you will see inside of the movies, which I recommended, Kung Fu Panda 2, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Pirates of the Caribbean, whatever number that was. Because why? Language is dumbed down God. We don't want to dumb down God. We don't want to put God in a box. We want God to be like the wind. We want to be like the wind. We want to return back to our original source. How do we do that? The way that we do that, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start and is created new. The old life is gone, and a new life begins. All this comes from God, who settled the relationship between us and him. And then he called us. We didn't call him. I didn't pick up the phone and call God, the universe. The universe picked up the phone and called me, brother. The universe picked up the phone and called me, sister. I just answered it. That's all you got to do. Answer the phone. The phone is that little voice in your head that tells you, love your neighbor as yourself. The little voice in your head that says, why are you treating your wife like trash? The little voice in your head that says, why are you lying on your tax forms? The little voice in your head that says, that why you are walking around acting like your dookie don't stink? The little voice in your head that says, that why are you doing this race baiting? The little voice in your head that says that you know it's not right to treat another man or another woman the way that you don't want to be treated. God is calling you, but you're not answering. Pick up the phone, brother. Pick up the phone, man. Pick up the phone. See, God comes. All this comes from God, who settled the issue between your ego and your flesh. The flesh wars against the spirit. The spirit wars against the flesh. The two are contrary to one another. Jesus came, according to Ephesians chapter 2, and he made the two seeds, the two issues that are far off, he brought them one and he made the twain one. One new man. Your identity is so valuable, man. You have, man, it is mind-blowing. The relationship that you are now in is magnitude or magnified by 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, which says, but we all, with unveiled face, remove the veil from your face, homie. We all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, as being transformed into the exact same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Let me make sure you understand what's going on. See, we all have a set of internal mirrors. It's called a consciousness. Unfortunately, there are some organic portals. There are some OPs. They don't have that. If you're one of the lucky few that got that internal mirror, see, you got an internal mirror, according to 2 Corinthians, that you, flesh, when you look in the mirror, you only see spirit. Oh, man. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. There is a mirror inside of you that changes the image that you see. Brother, even though you are bad, God doesn't allow you to see it. He removes it. Let me read it for you again. I don't know if you got it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. The internal mirror that is inside of you called a consciousness, it is reflecting the right thing back in place of the wrong thing. So you being evil is reflected back as being good. Father, touch the minds of your people. Well, Brother Will, I don't know that, bro. That's a stretch. Let's go to James chapter 1, verse 22. James chapter 1, verse 22. Not merely listening to the word and so deceiving yourself, do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Your identification is inside of you, brother. Your identification is inside of your sister. The identification comes from the mirror. The mirror inside of you does this. You, being a bad guy, is identified as a good guy. Because God takes on your identity and gives you his. See, Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Talks about the identity exchange that takes place. Tomorrow, we will continue with laying the foundation for the new series of walking, understanding, living in your new identity in the spirit realm. Now, what I'm telling you now is elementary school stuff. Because what I'm going to share in the private pay-per-view session is all of the biology and all of the science that's taking place inside of the body. Why you are being new dreamed, why you are being regened with the new tone, with your new identity. You're giving new papers. You got a new passport. You're getting a heavenly passport. If you can understand how valuable you are, because you are a new man and you are a new woman. So what the Father is doing has not been done before. That's why everybody that is after the lineage of Christ. Now, the thing that is mind-blowing to me is that the debate that goes on that talks about the other G's. Now, because we're out of time, I've already did the shows that explains Judges 10:6, that lists the other G's, the little G's. That's why the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other God before me. What that means, brothers and sisters, is there is other frequencies and waves and vibrations that are competing for your chi or your prana. What remains of you on this planet after you leave this planet? Can you answer that question? What remains here on this planet after you die and leave this planet? Let me ask the question again. What remains on this planet after you die and leave this planet? We answer that tomorrow. Brothers and sisters, the next series you do not want to miss. Because in the next series that we start on Monday, September the 25th, Colossians 3:9 says, don't lie to each other. Right now, we are lying to each other. For you have stripped off your old evil nature. So why are we all still doing the old man if we stripped off the old man? We're not looking in the mirror. That's inside of us. We are looking in the mirror that's outside of us. And we're looking in the mirror that somebody else gives us. So I'm going to give you a mirror. You're going to look inside that mirror, and I'm going to reflect evil. You're going to look in the mirror. You're going to say, hey, that's just me. I'm evil. So you're sending out evil. Evil is returning. Why? You're looking outside of yourself in the outside mirror, instead of looking inside of yourself in the inside of mirror. Well, brother, we all don't know about that, homie. That's a stretch, brother. Well, I got some biological shiznits that I'm going to break down during the series. See, don't lie to each other. For you have stripped off your old evil nature and all its wicked deeds. In its place, you have clothed yourself with a brand new nature that is continually. That's the word. People go to elementary school. As it says in Hebrews 6:1, as I've been saying for 25 years, when I left elementary school, after being a licensed and ordained minister for 10 years, I decided to go on to maturity. From glory to glory to glory to glory. People don't like change. People hate change. We all do. I'm no different. I don't like changing. But we live in an environment and a universe that is based upon universal spiritual law that Jesus said, I'm going to give you one talent. When I come back, that I want that that talent to grow. He said, no, God, I'm going to bury the talent for you. And when you come back, I'm going to give it back to you. That dog don't hunt. If you do that, read the parable. God takes your talent and he gives it to somebody else who understands universal spiritual law. How do you operate in the spirit realm, man? How do you operate? You don't freaking bury your talent. You don't bury your gift, brother. You don't bury your gift. How are you remembered when you die? Lives after you leave this planet. I said I was going to answer it tomorrow. I'll explain it tomorrow. Your gift makes room for you and takes you before kings, which is code for kingdoms. You want to travel when you die? What you do now echoes in eternity, brother. What you do today echoes when you die. You don't do nothing, nothing echoes when you die. We're going to break down the spirit realm. So when you die, I will see you in eternity. Make no doubt about it. My brothers, my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.